The pasuk says, "We are so chatis." We had before, so we dashin that hagoyrol oisa chatis by the soil of the shnei sirim on Yom Kippur. That the goyrol, that's the one that's kaveya, which is Lashem lechatis and which is lazozel. The ain Hashem oisa chatis. Hashem can just calling it. The Kohen Gadol has no right just to say, "I want this soyer to be Lashem, this one to be lazozel." It's not chal. That was the stam sifra. And then it said a svara shiyoch, because I would have thought, v'loy dinhu. Really, it's a svara to say not like that. The svara would have been to say that the Kohen Gadol could choose v'dibur. If he would just say, this is Lashem, it should be chal. Why? Uma b'mokim shlek kiddush agoril. Madach by regular yoledis, other karbonis. We're in Isha's here to bring these two birds. And one is a chattas and one is an oilam. We say, shlek kiddush agoril, there's no way to choose. You can't use a goril there to choose. This, whichever goril comes up, chattas, that's a chattas. You can't choose by gorillas. Still, kiddush Hashem, still when the Isha says clearly, I want this one to be a chattas, this one to be an oila, it's chal. So you see the kiddushas Hashem calling the animals, calling the birds, is more stronger than a goril of a zaymokim she kiddush. Ha goril, madach anyam kippah, barishnei sirim. The Torah said you could use a goril, is eino din she kiddush Hashem. Like as I have been to say, the goril is the chiddush, that also helps. But avada, the more chomedic, the more stricter kedusha of the pair, that the Kohen Gadol should be able to say, I want this one to be a chattis, I want this one to be an oila, I want it to be lazozel, he should be able to do it. That would have been the svara. Like learn out from Yom Kippur, from other kabbonis. And this we need a pasuk. No. Talmud Lehim, what the pasuk says, by the soyelash, by the snei sirim, the yasol chattis. The yasol means it made it a chattis. What does that mean? Hagoyro lois the chattis. It's only the girl, choosing through the girl. That's what could make it for chattis. V'yein Hashem ois the chattis. But just for the Kohen Gadol to call it a chattis or lazozel, nothing doing. Then this we said was the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yestam Sifra, goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. Now, v'hocho, t'lam shas l'kicho, t'lam shas asiyahi, u'katoni d'kova. T'rashi v'hocho, midiktoni kan, shekidish ha-girl, ein adin shekadish Hashem. And what was the Havamina? The Havamina was, just like the girl is Kaveya, who adin Kedushas Hashem should also help. Because Salka Daitach, the Kiddush Hashem b'shas Kiddush Girl Kamer. The Havamina is the same time that you could have made a girl, at that time the Havamina was, the Kedushas Peh should have also been Chal. Like, the Havamina was, the Torah just says, if you want to use a girl, if you don't want to use a girl, the same time when you're supposed to use the girl instead of the girl, you could speak out, Kain Godlin, say, this is Allah soya Lashem, and this is Lazozel. So the kasher is, at that time, it's not b'shas l'kicha, and it's not b'shas l'siyah. They already bought the shnei sirim, and that's not the time for the shechita. The shechita the Kohen Gadol first does later. So it was like, what's the Havamina to say that the Kedusha could be chal b'peh to kasher of chizda? How could the Kohen Gadol b'shas agrola without the agrola say, I want you to be a chat and you to be Lazozel? It's not b'shas l'kicha, it's not b'shas l'siyah. Is loy shas akicha the grashiv loy shas asiya? Zochig asinin. V'ochad lav shas akicha v'lav shas asihi. Who turned the cover? Says the kasha no chizda. Like what was the Havamina here to say that the Kohen Gadol could say the pair? I want this to be Lashem and this to be Lazozel. I is kontam chizda. There's no Havamina. It's not b'shas asiya. It's not b'shas l'kicha. Now the Gemara Amar Rav Ochi Koma. This is what this sifra meant to say. Ma the Havamina was like this. Ma b'makim shlo kiddush agoril. Madach by regular yoledis, a regular zav, that they have to bring two kabonis, the two birds, one lash, one chatz, one oilam. That there's no way to choose it there by a girl. Yibadavka astav kedushas aper. V'yafilu b'shas l'kicham. V'yafilu b'shas asiyo. Even b'shas l'kicham b'shas asiyo does not help a girl over there. It only helps what kiddush Hashem is kiddush Hashem b'shas l'kicham or b'shas asiyo. The only thing that helps is if you're Mekadosh, if you speak out to say, you want this bird to be a chattis, this one to be an oilo, if you speak it out either b'shas l'kicho, or else b'shas asiyah, that's when it's chal. Oy bazoy, the Havamina was like this. Mokom shekiddush agoyrom. Shalei b'shas l'kicho, v'shalei b'shas asiyah. Now by Yom Kippur, by the Shnei Sirim, we see a tremendous chiddush here. As the Torah said, you could use a goyrom, you don't have to stop kedushas aper. You could just use this lottery, and also when they do the lottery, not b'shas l'kicha, not b'shas asiyah, and still it's chal. So the svar is, ein adin, isn't the svara she yekadosh Hashem b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiyah? Hey, so I call upon him though that the kedushas Hashem b'shas they buy the shnei sirim at that time. If the Kohen Gadol says we're buying these two goats,
and I want this one to be Lashem, and this one to be Lazozom, isn't the Svar what should be Chal? So even in the Havamina, the only Havamina was it should be Chal either B'Shas Lekicha, or else B'Shas Lathiyah. That was the Havamina though. But at the time when they buy the two goats, or at the time when the Kohen Gadol starts to make the Shechita on the one that's Lashem, if he says there, this should be Lashem, it should be Chal, Talmud Leima, that the Pasuk says, no, the Yasol Chatis. It has to be made into a chatis. It's talking about a girl over there. So we dashen that ha-girl is a chatis. It's a tenai tekuva. It's only through choosing the girl that's what makes it lachatis. V'yein Hashem is a chatis. But you cannot stam call, I want this soya to be Lashem and this one to be Lazosom. That's not chal. The only way the shnei sirim achal, which one is what, is through the agrola. So Melu, there's no kashang of chizda. Havad of chizda is the lemis. That Kedushas HaPeh only helps either B'Shas Lekicha or else B'Shas Asiyah. And here the Havamina was Enechnami, that the Kedushas HaPeh should help B'Shas Lekicha or B'Shas Asiyah. And that we bring down a Pasuk, no. The Yasol Chatis, the only thing that makes these two Sirim into a Chatis and into a Zozel is only the Mitzvah HaGrola. That HaGrola is Likuva. Right, Toshima. Metame Migdish. Let's say somebody did a Chet, he came into the base of Migdish B'Shoigik. So Loch really has to bring a Korban, and it's called the Korban Oil of Yerid. It depends how rich you are. If you're rich, you have to bring a Korban. If you're not so rich, you bring birds. If you're very, very poor, then you can bring a Mincha. That's called the Korban Oil of Yerid. It goes up and down depending how much you can afford. Trashi Mitam Amigdish. Ha Nichnas Lemigdish Tommy. If somebody went to the base of Migdish when he was Tommy, Vahu be Korban Oil of Yerid. He went in there B'Shege. So the din is you have to bring a Korban now for a Kapara, and it's called the Korban Oil of Yerid. Asiris, Vidalis, Vidalidalis. If you're rich, if you're medium, and if you're very poor. Hamur Eitzel Shruas Vitri, or Shruas Kerlola. For us, some namik save Nefesh Kisiga, for your Kminola, Beshruas, Betumas Migdash, or Gdashim. Shaka Shinitma Nichnas Lemigdash, or Yoka Kodashim, they have the same carbonus. It's called the carbon oil of Yerit. So what's the locha now? That Metama Migdash Oni. At the time when you weren't to the base of Migdash, you were an Oni. You were poor. For Hifresh Shumoyas Lakinoi. And you set aside money at that time, stam to buy two birds. At that time, you didn't have enough money to buy an animal. You were putter from buying the animal. It was enough just to buy the two birds. Then the heshir. After you set aside the money, then you became rich. What's the locha? And the if you go bust the way you are right now, like Rashi says, the heshir, with tzarech love with yashivus. Now you should have to bring like a rich one. You have to bring an animal. V'yacha kach omer, and then later we first said, elu lechatosai. As after we set aside the money, later we first said, this one should be for my chatis. And this one should be for my oila. Is alocha moisef u mevi chayvosoi midmei chatosoi. V'yein moisef u mevi chayvosoi midmei alosoi. Drashiv yachakach means chaylaka mois. He set aside the money. Opirish, and Bashasi setting aside the money, he said, v'yomar, elu lechatosoi. Like in the beginning, he just took away $100 bill and said, this is the money I'm going to use to buy the kingdom. Oh, not $100, it's $20. $20 he set aside. And then later, then he took the $20 and said, no, $10 of it is for chatis, this $10, and this $10 is for an oilam. Chela kamoyes opirish v'yomar. Edu lechatosu v'edu lelosu. Af agan shein karbononi. Achshav. Olav chayvom. Ela karbon osher. Even though the way he is right now, Bashasi's saying it, he's rich already. So if he go boss of the way he is right now, he has to be a carbon usher. The ain't the carbon usher, oila. El a chatis behema, ak usher only brings a chatis behema. Kishabola bezdin, yoimola bezdin. Carbon usher tovi. Now when you come to bezdin, they're going to tell you, you should know, you have a chiv to bring a carbon usher. Because without now, Bishash, you bring the carbonus, you're rich. So you have to bring a carbon usher, you have to bring a behema. So locher is, moisif mi beisoy al demei behema. It's true you set aside $10 that you thought you were going to bring a bird from that money. So that money you could use, but you have to use much more because you have to buy an animal right now. So you'll have to bring more money from your house and add on to this $10 to buy yourself an animal. To buy yourself a carbon chattis. So then is what? V'elulah says, Moisef maybe chavosai midmei chattosai, abaviyein moisef maybe chavosai midmei losai. But the money that he set aside for the carbon oil, as he thought one bird's going to be an oil, since it was chal, vaysayas, the kedushas oil on the money, now when you're an osher, you don't bring a carbon oil. So since you don't bring a carbon oil, you can't use that money for your carbonus, because you don't have to bring a carbon oil.
Trashiv yein moisav amevi chatis beima medmei alosei. Now, what do you have to bring? A chatis beima. You can't use that money that you set aside for the oilah to buy your korban chatis now. Shen yochel lishnoisan lemoyes shefrishon. Because you can't change that money now. Shekoru lam shem oilah likach ben chatis. Because at the time when you set aside the money, you said, I want the money to be for an oilah. So once you set for an oilah, mashem etzchal a kedushas oilah on the money, and the money can't be used for a chatis anymore. That's this halacha. Again, at the time he went into the mikdash, he was an oni. And then he set aside money. He didn't say what for what. Then he became rich. And then after he became rich, then he said, I want these $10 to be for the bird that's a chatis, and this $10 for the bird that's an oilah. So he say, since he became rich, he has a chiyuv to bring a korban, chatis, a behema. So the money that he set aside for the oilah's chatis, he could use for the behemoth chatis, because it still has kushas chatis on it. But the money set aside for the korban oilah, that he can't use now for chatis. He can't change it. So that's the halacha there. I'll call upon him with the kashan of chizda though. For halacha over here, we say what? When this usher now, when he set aside the money now as mafarish and said, I want these $10 to be for the oilah, it was chalak duchas oilah on it. I, why? Right now it's nothing. For the Gemara, for halacha, the lav shas lakicha, for lav shas asiyahi. It's nothing now. Now's the time you're not buying the birds now. It's not a shas asiyah of making the birds. You just set aside the money to say you want to use these $10 for the oilah. So why is the chalak duchas oilah on the money? Ugetoni de kova? It says clearly that money now you can't use for your korban chatis because that money was set aside for korban oilah. So you see, it's chalak duchas oilah. I, according to Chizda, why is the chalak duchas oilah on it? It wasn't b'shas asiyah. It wasn't b'shas akicha. Trashi b'hocha. Liachas shefrishon pirish. V'yein to learn the kicha v'lo yasiyah. There's nothing. Uktani de kova aleya mashem v'yein mishalish noisan. He can't change it anymore. You can't change this money to use it for your chatis now. Aye, why? It shouldn't have been chal any money, any kedusha on the money. It wasn't b'shas asiyah, b'shas lakicha. Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes v'tizbro. I'll give you a svara like this. V'tizbro v'Amar Rav Eleza, Amar Rav Oishia mitama migdash. If somebody was a mitama migdash, he went into the base of migdash when he was tamei. And it was Vishogig, Osher, at the time he went in, he was a rich person. Vehevi Korbanoni. And he brought a Korbanoni. Now, Sam, he didn't do it the way he was supposed to. He was supposed to bring a Korban Chatas to Behema. And instead, he bring two Eifets. Halacha is La Yotze. You're not Yotze, that's not your Korban. You were rich at the time. You have a Chiyav to bring a Behema. So therefore, you bring the Eifets, you're not Yotze. Trashi with Tizbro. Hachma Teres is this a Teres right now? Vomri Abelez like this. Now, the Chivun, the ain't Korban Oni. Royuloi. Afilu b'di'evad heichid kovulei shem oilo layim. Mishesher rei enem achuyibolo. This is the kasha now. V'chiv on de lo yotza. Since you're going to tell me now somebody that's rich, if he sets aside money for the oilo, for a carbon oni, it's not chal at all. Avizai heichid kova. The chal is the kasha now. Why was the kaveh this money for kedushas oilo? What happened here? The person first became, he was an oni when he went into the mikdash. But later became usher, became a rich person. Now that he's rich, it's kavei now achiyah from the being carbon of the hema, for a chatis. And later he said, the money I set aside, I want the money to be for the oila. Oila, what oila? Only an oni brings an oila. So he's setting aside this money now for the carbon of the oni. I, the Bryce, says not like that. That once you're an usher, if you set aside money for a carbon oni, la yotza. So Samuza it's a shver the price before. Why bechal is the chal the gdushis of the money of the carbon oiler on it? It's not roi. He's an usher now. It should be la yotza. For the marvechiv on the la yotza hechi kova. Since he's an usher now, he can't bring this carbon oni. So why bechal when he said the money should be an oiler, it shouldn't be chal at all. He has no chiv to bring an oiler now. El elu, what do you have to say? Elu mayis lachlemeima. What do you have to answer here? Shekvar omar mini yosef. You have to say he already said this when he was poor. Before he became rich, when he was poor, he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was poor. And before he became rich, he also said, I want this money now, these $10 to be for the oilah, and these $10 to be for the chatis. And I'll tell you, hochinami, shekharoma mishash afrosha.
That at the time he was mafresh the money, right then he said, like these $10 should be for the chatis, and these $10 should be for the oilah. So since he said this, bishash tafrosha, bishash, he set aside the money, that has the same halacha as if he said it, bishash, Lekicha b'shas he bought the oifis. So therefore, there's no cash on Rav Chisda.
Kishas lekicha soifis. That's that you're mafarish. That's that you're setting aside. You're saying this money now, these $10 should be for the oila, and these $10 should be for the chatis. That's the same thing as if you're buying the oifis now. So it's very good. At the time when you were mafarish the money to say these $10 should be for the oila, these $10 should be for chatis, you were still a noni.
So at that time, the chiv was taka to bring two birds, one on Eila, one on Chatis. So that's why it was chal, the kedusha on the money, had the kedusha's Eila on it. So then later, when you become an Ashir, since you didn't bring the birds yet, mashma, when you do become an Ashir, your din changes, and now before you brought the bird, you have to bring a Chatis, a behema for a carbon Chatis. So that's the din, that the money you set aside for the Eila's Chatis, since it's a kedusha's Chatis, even though it was a bird, so you could change it and use it for a carbon chattis of a hema, because it still has the same kedushas. It's called kedushas chattis. Mashenkin, the money is set aside for the oiler, has the kedushas oiler on that money, and now that you became rich, you have no mechir to bring a carbon oiler. Now the chiv is only to bring a carbon chattis, therefore that money can't be used now. You can't use it for your chattis. But I call upon him, there's no kashang of chizda. Havad, we're talking about that you made b'shas hafroshom, b'shas is setting aside the money, that has a locha like b'shas lekicha. He says, Yotza, he says no. If an Asher brings a carbon oni, for the Eved is Yotza. Of a Zoy, Mayaslach Lameimer. Rashi, Mayaslach Lameimer. For Hocho La Beshas Lakicha. For La Beshas Asihu, the Kavoyle. According to him, you don't have to settle what we just got from the saying now. According to him, it's not true. We're talking about first he was an oni, when he went into the base of Midish. Then he became an Asher. And then he set aside the money. So a Zoy, it's not Beshas Afrosh, it's not Beshas Lakicha. So, stamat akasha, why is it chal to kedusha on the money?
Like it's akasha again, according to Rav Chisda. So, Gemara says, loy teima v'yachakach omar, don't say later that this usher, now he became an usher, now he said that this money should be for the chattis, this money should be for the oilo. He just said it, and then the kasha would be. It's not b'shas lekicha, not b'shas afroshom. Eleimo, let's say like this. This is the way it should say. V'yachakach lokach v'yomar. Hitaka went and bought it. Hey, with the money, he went ahead and took the money and split it in half, like with $10. He went to buy the oif, l'shem chattis, and with the other $10, he went to buy the oif, l'shem a carbon oil. So the maestri went and bought the behem, they bought the oifus with the money, so therefore, even according to Reb Chisda, it's chal the kedusha. Because b'shas lekich is also masking the kedusha is chal. So in this, the Gemara has to kasha, lokach, if he went ahead and bought it, you want to tell me what we're talking about now? We already bought the oif. Like he already bought the oif for the chattis, the bird for the chattis. I bezoi moisa for maybe chavosoi. How could it say in the brisa that what that the money set aside for the chattis, since even though that was for a chattis of an oif, a bird, and now the maisa that is an osher is chiv is to bring a behema, but since they both have the same shame a chattis, he could use the money he has from his house and be moisa add on to the money that he has right now. But my niyu. But if you're telling me now he already took the money, he already bought a knife, he already bought the bird with it, so what is it? What can he do with it now? What do you mean he could add money to it? He can't add any money to it. There's no more money now. He already bought a bird with it. So Gemara answers the parakleh. I'll have to answer you. We're talking about he was paida, this bird. The bird first he bought, and he made a kedushas chattis on it. But now when he saw he has to bring a behemoth chattis, so he wants to sell it, so he's paida it, he sells the bird. And with the money he gets, he can add on to his own money to bring a carbon behema for a chattis. For the Gemara, no, the klal is for ein pidyon liyif. The klal is there's no din pidyon liyif. A knife, once it has a kedusha on a knife, you can't be paid with it anymore. You can't make it chulin and take the money. See, you can't get money out of it. It's still a bird. So if it's only a bird, how could you say you add on with your own money? You can't add on to a bird. So the Gemara answers like this. We're talking about now where with the money he only bought one bird, one out of the two birds. And the thing is like this. If he bought with the money a carbon oila, the bird for an oila, so the money left over is the money he had set aside for the chattis. So then it's very good, the braisa, that Moisif or maybe chavosim midmei chatosi. He could add some more money, his own private money, and he adds on to the money he had already separated, set aside to use to buy a bird for a chattis, even though it's a bird, but since they both have a shem chattis on it, they could use that money to add on to buy a behema. Vai oila, and the bird that he already bought for a carbon oila, in a chanami ozla l'nadova. You could use it for nadova. That's the klal. A carbon oila, a bird, even though you don't need it, there's no chiv to bring it. Like here, there's no chiv to bring it, because l'maisa, now you're an osher, you have no chiv to bring a carbon oila for the bird. Still, the locher is, an oila is ozla l'nadova. You could bring it, but there is a present. Even though there's no chiyuv to bring it, still you could bring it, but there is a present. Now, what about faket? Faket, the other way. Ichat Zovan, let's say with the money first, he went ahead and bought the one bird. He bought it for Korban Chatis. Then Enechanami, Ein Moisef Umevi Chavosim Midmei Elosai. He can't add on his own money now from the money left over for the Korban Eloh to add on his money to be Moisef more. And the reason is, like Rashi says, Ichat Zovan, Trashi Hukva Mois Tzibor Hashen Eloh. Since this money you set aside, you bought a Eloh Chatis with it. So now the leftover money right now, it's also called like Peshat Lakicha, it's set aside now that that money is for Naila, because we know the other bird you have to bring is Naila. Ayadei Lakicha Zu, because of this buying, that you bought this bird for the Chatis, automatically the other money now is Hukfa for Korban Naila. Therefore, the Yein Moisef Aleim, you're not allowed to add your own private money onto this money. Or maybe Mihem Chavosai, Ela maybe Min Hamoyes Oilas Nadova. But rather this money now, since you bought with the other $10, the Chatis, so it's Hukfa, we know for sure now the other $10 left over has to go for Korban Eloh. Therefore, that money has to be spent for Korban Eloh. So true, buy another bird and bring a Bateros and Eloh's Nadova. V'ha-Chatis shalokach Thomas. But the Chatis, the bird that you bought, Bateros HaChatis, the dinners that have to die. U'mi-Besa yovi mois v'ikach behema. And from your own money, from your own private money, you have to go ahead and buy yourself a behema to be yotzi yochayiv to bring a behema's Chatis. That says, you know what the din of this chatis is? The din of this chatis, this bird, it's also lemisa. Hey, since there's no chiv to bring it, so it lies like the bailam wameis, there's no more chiv for the bailam to bring this oif. Therefore, the loch is a chatis oif does not come bateris and medova. You can't bring it for present, only if you have a chiv to bring it. And here, there's no chiv to bring it, therefore, it's lemisa ozla. You're an usher now, so the din of the bird has to be lemisa. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and no chizda. Avada, we're talking about now, it's only chal de gedusha v'shas lekicha. Gufa, omer ebeleza, omer aboishia, metame migdash usher. If somebody went into the base of migdash when he was an usher, so he had a chiv then to bring a korban behema. The heavy korban noni, and instead he brought oifis, he brought a korban of a noni, is lo yotze, is not yotze, he has to bring another korban behema for a chatis. He also knows, but the effort you are yotze. If you brought the korban oni, lamaisi yotze. Machlokes. Meisrei have a kasha now. And then is mitzayra oni, or mitzayra that's an oni. Shevi korban osher, if even though there's a korban oni to be brought, but instead he brought a korban osher, is yotze. Could be yotze. What about faket osher, if the mitzayra was an osher? Shevi korban oni, instead he brought a korban oni, is la yotze. So good is a kasha now by Shia. Rabbi Shia says before, what that if an usher brings a korban oni, is yotza. And here it says, by a mitzvah, if you were an usher and you bring a korban oni, lo yotza. Now, if the Gemara is shani yotza, I'll tell you, mitzvah is different. It could be, Rabbi Chagi, Rabbi Yoshi, it said before, yotza, maybe by mitzvah is moidetz faker. The pasuk says zois. Here it says zois. Mash mitzikuva, what it says in the parsha. Rashi shani mitzvah, the chiv, zois tia teresa mitzvah, v'lo yacheres. You can't change around the dinim. If you're an usher, this is the kabbonis you have to bring. If you're an oni, then you could bring those. That's treatise. If you bring better, you would be yotza. By an oni, just the pshat is the Torah patted you, you could even bring these things. If you bring more, it's okay. But if you're an usher, though, you can't bring less. For at the Gemara of Atani, we learned, Torah l'rabbis mitzorah, oni, shevi korban usher, that's good. If an usher oni, if he wants to bring a korban usher, it's yotza. Yochel, I would think, afilu osher. Shevi korban oni, tamulay mezois. Says the word zois. So there's a raya, Rashi Batanya ben Yechusa, there's a raya that we see with Asher for the word zois, that's telling, this is the halachis, that a korb, that a mitzvah osher has to bring these kabonis. And if he changes and brings the kabonis of an oni, he's not yotze. For the Gemara good, ben elef minei, why doesn't, it's a kasha again on, Rad Chagai Amra Boishia, why does it say, by matame migdash? If an usher brings a korban oni, is yotza, and by mitzvah not, good, there's a pasuk, but why don't you learn out one from the other? For the Gemara of an elef minei, drash l'tame migdash, learn out from a tame migdash. And the Gemara, miyat rachmon of yimdalhu, drash miyatu, mitzvahu di usher shevi korban oni lo yotza, avoshar chayvi korban oni lo yorad loy. Hey, there's a miyat here of yimdalhu, there's a miyat dafka by mitzvah, you have such a lochon, that only a dal could bring this type of a korban, and not an usher. If an usher, rich person, brings the type of a korban, it's not called lo yotza. But it's only by mitzvah you have such a locha. Mashaykin by other korban, by a tomimigdosh. There, Chagai's shita is,
that even though you're supposed to bring a chatis beima, but by the yevid, if you brought this two eifes for oiler for chatis, you're also yotze.
Right. Stop here.